that. Now, first case, please.
Case number 10,573, John Cox, north of Route 54, east of Laws Point Road, being lot 38, Block E, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, gentlemen.
John Cox, 37,000 Laws Point Road, Southern Belmont, $5. Darryl Greer, 12011, Sunflower Court, District 1.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these variances?
Yes, sir. My name is Darryl Greer, and we are building a house for Mr. Cox in Swan Keys. And we are here to request a side yard variance. The typical side yard there is 10-foot setback. We're requesting to go to a 5-foot setback on the left side of the property. As also on the right-hand side, we are requesting for a shed to go into the right-hand right side of the property line into the 10-foot setback, which will have roughly a 5'6" open space between that and the property line.
The porch is attached to the dwelling, right?
The rear porch, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, rear porch is attached.
Susan, they don't need separate variances, then, do they, if they're attached?
No, he's talking about the shed. It can be 5 feet.
It can. The shed, they do allow. Okay, I misunderstood. Then I thought that we needed the variance for the shed also. So then we would just be requesting the left-hand side of the house.
Mm-hmm. And the shed is detached.
The shed is attached.
It is attached?
It is attached to the house.
Yeah.
The stairs are open. They don't have a roof on them. The side stairs are open.
So if the shed's attached, would he need one?
It's completely attached. It's
attached. That's correct. It is completely attached to that.
They've missed it. So you would have to
separate ones
for that.
Exactly.
Back for that.
The dwelling. That's what I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Burrow?
What's that?
On this, his shed's completely attached. So they've missed it, so they'd have to, you need a variance, so we'd have to come back.
It wasn't in the application either.
No.
Uh-uh.
How was it advertised? Just side yard variance?
Yeah.
Didn't say which side?
No, it's okay, because it just says advertises for side yard, so that's, yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Okay.
What I was asking about, Susan, was on the what looks like the left-hand side. It's got 7 and 5. Those are not separately necessary, are they?
No.
Okay.
It can cover.
So we're just talking the 7's covered by the 5.
Mm-hmm. 1.7 is necessary because of it's an HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then we need just the one for the air condition?
A 4.3.
4.3.
For the shed.
For the shed, okay. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, the HVAC is allowed to encroach.
Three feet.
But once it does, then...
Then it just cuts it out.
So they would need a... 8.3, because it's encroaching further than it's allowed to encroach.
Okay.
If it's 1.7, yeah, 8.3.
That way you know it's 1.7 mm-hmm. feet from the property line.
She was adding in the 3 feet.
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay.
So 8.3 for the air conditioning, 5 foot for the
dwelling
on the left side, and 4.3 for the shed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10573
There are small lots there, and I don't think it would be out of character with the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,573. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Case number